So, just start talking. I'm so tired.
No, this is so tired.
I know, but the thing
is... No, but that was bare X-rated. How are we going
to
do that?
That's the thing.
We could have cropped it out to the part where we was
who's we?
That's just amazing.
You can use every man cut.
You're here with Nikki,
Ona, and
Shantz, aka Shantz the Bunts.
Yay! Yay.
Guys, I'm not drunk. I'm just
a little bit excited.
My name just has that. The sun is shining.
I'm hot. It's hot in here.
Everything's
but it's a good day nonetheless.
It's a good day. So, we're going to jump straight into it. You know, we randomize. Here we go. Age is just a number. Okay. In what context though? Like relationships or like...
Like seeing life? Someone, relationships. Yeah, dating.
Friendships.
Oh yeah. Let's talk about dating.
It can
no.
be friendships as well.
Okay, we can talk about friendships, but let's start with relationships. Because I feel like friendships, it can be deep, but it's not that deep. Like I feel like relationships, it's deep.
I feel like friendships can be deep because if you have a lot of younger friends, sometimes like... You know how people categorize you because of the people you're around? They're like, oh, you're childish,
oh,
or your friends are young. Like stuff like that. So I feel like friendships can also be deep, but it just depends sometimes.
What about in a relationship? Could you guys date someone?
Dating is not just a number, please. And people who say that are pervert men.
What about if a woman?
Or it's women who want to settle.
But why is it settling?
Yeah, why is it settling?
That's a mad
in the other day
Allah.
In the other day in the park. The other day in the park, guys, people are getting up because they want to leave. The other day in the park. Guys, I can't even tell you the other day.
Wait,
in the park.
Hold on, what? No, don't even start because we'll start today.
Spoken to a guy younger than me, so I'm not even like I can say I'm saying all of this rubbish, but really and truly,
and how did you find it?
The thing is, I feel like he was very mature. Like I didn't feel like I was speaking to somebody younger than me. And when I say younger, I don't mean 2-3-4 years younger. Like he was literally like a year max, I think, maybe.
And I feel like that's okay.
It is. It's fine, but I would just rather me personally speak to someone.
But I feel like everyone would rather that. Like as a woman, I feel like when you find someone they're younger than you, it's not that you wanted someone younger. It's just that I like this person. I've got to firm it. Because I don't go out of my way to talk to someone that's younger. Like, I get not that I get upset, but when they say that, I'm like, oh.
Exactly,
it's too late now. Like, what can I do? Because if I like you, I'm gonna just not talk to you because you're younger than me.
But at the same time, I feel like having an older guy can also kind of put pressure on you. Because say, for instance, if the guy's ready for kids, and you're not
ready.
That's
I'm ready.
You're ready? Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That's you. But like, say, for instance, you're talking to a guy, like,
right now,
you're 23. Right. Say, for instance, you're talking to a guy that's like 26. And he's like, cool, by the time I'm 27, I want a child.
But I feel like people say that, yeah. And then the year comes and it doesn't happen.
But...
I feel like kids, yeah, you can say an age that you like, but I feel like more time, it will just happen in its own time. Like, it could come earlier or it can come later. It depends where you are in life. Like, some people literally plan this year, and then there's some people that's like, within this year, I would like to have a child.
But I feel like it just puts a lot of pressure on women that date obviously older guys, if the guys are older.
And kids. I feel like sometimes women let... You do let the age affect you because you think because a guy's older that he's more mature, he's more patterned. And in a lot of cases, like, there was a guy that was 37 that moved to me. And
37?
Yeah. And
wow.
Nothing about his life was appetizing or...
appetizing?
Like, nothing was impressive. Like... Probably the guy that I talked to that's younger, his life sounds more patterned than him.
So he was
that's a whole generation.
No, that is the issue. Why is a 37-year-old man moving to a 23-year-old woman?
No, not
because
even,
his life is not patterned.
Yeah, but, just
no, not you realise that I feel like sometimes when we think of a younger boy, we think that they're that we automatically think you're immature, you're careless.
Because it's scientific facts that men are immature and they're mature when they're like 50 or something.
Yeah, they say 30 plus and there's still men in their 30s that are not mature. What I'm trying to say, there's more to the number. Like, you will hear the number and literally think, but a year ago, I was that age.
Okay, so what if someone approached you and speak to you and they're 20?
Yeah, I can't talk to you for 20, but I can do 22. I can do 22. Like, because I feel like I was just 20 a year ago.
But I need you to understand that a woman 22 and a boy 22 are not the same.
But Honor, there's always a difference. Even if you meet a man that's 30, and when you're 30, you're probably more mature than him. That's why a lot of men get married at older ages, because they take forever to mature. So what I'm trying to say to you, even if you went with a man that's your age or older, that doesn't mean he's going to be mature the way you think he's going to be.
No, I agree with what you're saying.
But that's what I'm saying. But as a society, we already apply that pressure that if you're this age, that means you're mature. If you're that age, that means you're immature. So then if you are younger and you're mature, and let's say you act up, we're literally going to say it's because you're young. That's what we say.
Yeah.
Like, Chloe said that to Toby. She was like, oh, it's probably because you're young.
I'll definitely say that. No. If I'm talking to someone younger, but I would have an answer.
I feel like we don't have... I feel like that's so bad. Like, you decided to be with this person, now you want to bring their age into it.
It depends. I'm having an argument with you. I want to be petty.
Therein lies the problem that you decided to
and what if you're... Okay, what if
you... The red flag was red and you didn't... But as
women, we like older men. What if a man done that to us? We wouldn't have it.
What?
But do you remember, like, during college
time... If a man said to us, you're probably like this because of your age...
Yeah, but do you remember during college times when there was this whole thing about...
You can't say that.
No, but guys, do you not remember during college times there was this period of time where, like, older girls would get upset because the older guys would be going for us?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like that's automatically... I feel like that's just how it is in life. I don't know why guys like to go for old younger girls. I don't know what it is, and girls like to go for older guys. I don't know what it is in our brains, but it's always been like that.
Yeah, because naturally, as women, we want men who are men.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You still are a, like, why? What does it mean if you're a year young? I understand 2-3 years, but if you're just a year younger, that means you're less of a man.
No, because with age comes mature. Well, we hope that with age comes maturity. So why would I force myself to go and be with somebody younger?
I don't know. Like, I have mixed emotions about it, because I feel like sometimes I'll go with someone that's older and it's just like...
Wait, hold on, but on Sunday?
Yeah, and I felt like... But that's society, that's what I'm saying. Because of society, if I hear you're younger, I'm already like, oh. But is it really that deep?
Honestly, there's relationships
that I feel work. Like if we didn't have... Exactly. If we didn't have that, I probably wouldn't care. But because I'm so used to, like, as girls, we go for older, if I get younger, I automatically think, oh...
So,
and I've dealt with younger boys before, like, that's only 1 year
younger.
Do
you think there was a difference?
And I didn't feel like there was a difference, but I feel like I would relate everything to that, because that was so much, it was so much pressure on the fact that you're younger than me.
Do you think we indirectly look down at a younger guy?
I do, yes. I'm not gonna be honest with you.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys.
But I think that's so mad, because the fact that I like older men, if a man was to say that about me, I would think, what
but
the hell?
But it's the norm.
No, but that's what I'm saying, but that's mad that we allow society to control us, because a lot of people will say...
I don't think it's society. I think it stems down from back in the day, because 19-year-olds were getting married to, like, 30-something-year-olds back in the day, in Victoria times.
Yeah, but then also age didn't matter, because they were all getting married at younger ages. Like, it wasn't in the... What I'm trying to say is that it wasn't a problem. You could get married at 13 then.
Yeah, but I feel like it's because they put that women have a body clock. That's why we kind of had to be, like, married by a young age. Yeah. Because we need to have the kids, we need to have all of this. And I feel like it's just continued, but it's just become more modern in a way. Like, it's now not about kids, it's just now a preference, I should say. So I don't think it's just sad. I think it's just
well,
what
for
it's
instance,
been.
You know Hazel E that used to be on Love and Hip Hop? Her man is young.
Yeah, he's in his 20s, I swear.
Yeah.
And she's like pushing 50 or something like that.
I think she's in her 40s.
Yeah, pushing 50.
Yeah. And she's happy, they've got a baby, everything. They're happy. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, she finds him mature.
I think it's also a pride thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's you just like pride. To say... you just like to say he's older. Like, when we hear he's older, we're already like, ooh, like. Then when we hear younger, we're like, oh.
But I feel like if we were in our 30s, like, say, for instance, we're, like, 31, and then a guy that's, like, 29 approaches us, I don't think it'll be that deep. I think
that's different, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's just, we're just still young in a way. Yeah.
If I'm in my 30s, I want you to be older more.
But
like, I feel like I would want it more for you to be older than, like, in my 20s.
As you grow older, the age gap closes.
Yeah, I feel like as you get older, you don't care.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's so what I'm like... saying, but that means that we're not mature. Right now, we're immature. That's what that means. Like, they are...
I'm not following you.
Listen, right now, we're immature because we're allowing an age to inflict us on what we want and what makes us happy. But people that are in their 30s and up, like, for instance, Hazel E, she's at a point where she's successful. She's
so where?
Listen. She's in love and she's just like... forget this, that I'm going to be with who makes me happy.
You know,
right now, we are too busy that you have to be like this, you have to be like that. And if it's not like that, it's an issue. So that's a sign of immaturity.
No, because in the beginning, Ona said that people that try to go for someone that's way younger than them, you're just now desperate because you can't find someone your age. I'm not going to lie, that big gap between Hazel E and her man is, I'm not going to lie, it's actually big.
No, it is big. But I'm
saying... she's a whole different generation. But I'm saying
she's clearly got some sort of...
desperation, yeah.
No, I don't think it's desperation because...
or maybe because he makes her feel young.
Yeah, but...
she's in a midlife crisis.
She's having a crisis.
No, yeah. She's not having a crisis because she's married. I don't feel like
what does marriage mean nowadays?
Marriage is so, like a long-term commitment. Like,
how many people are famous and married and been cheated on?
Okay, it's not about cheating though. What I'm basically trying to say,
Nikisha just threw that in there.
Like, she loves to always go back to cheating. This is not even
what we're talking about. I know, but I'm just trying to say, like,
to always go back to cheating. Everything cheat. Listen, at the end of the day, I just feel like the older you get, the more mature you get, the more that you look on life and you're actually like, they literally live in the words of, they live in the words of, I'm going to do what makes me happy. Forget this, like, I don't care. But right now we care too much of what people
know.
Yes, you do. I don't
believe it. Because Chantel, how many
guys... wait,
Nikisha, have you ever been with a younger guy?
Nope.
You've been with a younger guy?
Yeah.
I've been with a younger guy.
Yeah.
And a lot of our friends have been with a younger guy.
Yeah.
We still stay with them. If we cared so much,
but
we
when they
have spoken to them.
No, but before we started talking to them, it took a lot of... I had to really, really, really... it took a lot of work. I would friendzone them. I used to friendzone. I used to be like, I can't. Like, he had to graft. You see on Love Island when they graft? He had to graft to finally get there. And then even when he started to act up, The number came back into my head. It's because you're this. And that's because, like, even when I told my friends at first, like, it'll be your own friends, okay? They'll say stuff like, oh, I couldn't. But yeah, that's fine.
But do you think it kind of stems from, like, us having that mothering instinct? Because obviously they're younger than us. So we're probably thinking, oh, you're going to be like a baby. Like, I have to be a mother in a way.
No, all the guys I've spoken to are mature. Like, I've never spoken to a guy where I feel like I'm talking to a young thing. It was just literally the fact that you're younger than me, like, your age is younger than me, that it would make me overthink it, and people around me would say little things that throughout us talking, but before, like, you know when you go to your girls and you're telling them about this guy, they ask them the age, they're like, oh, rah, he's younger, then I was feel like, ugh, like, this is whatever. But now as I'm getting older, I'll just lie to you.
Obviously, if you're... don't be dating anyone under 18 and shit like that.
No.
Big grown up.
But I'll just tell my friend... What? My friends don't need to know his age. Why do you need to know? You're not going
to
be...
It's true, to be honest.
It's
it?
True.
I'll
but...
just tell you that he's 30.
No,
not that he's 30. But I'm saying... I'll say he's older than my age. And how are you going to know? How are you really going to know? Because... I've never been with someone that literally looks younger than me.
But
if
I feel
anything,
like,
I look younger than them.
No, but I feel like 1 year difference is not that bad. Like, 1 year younger. I'm talking about, like, we're 23. How about a 20-year-old? That's not that far apart.
Yeah,
think about when we're
33,
they're 30.
You were just 19. That's how I see it.
Okay, you were just 22.
That's why I said I can deal with a 23-year-old, because I was just 22. But I was not just 20.
and it's different stages in life.
Yeah, like, you're not even doing half of what I'm doing now or having to consider, because when you're 19, just turning 20, it's more opportunity of having fun. More, like, you don't have to think that. Nowadays, I feel like people are more, like, thinking about life, but you don't really have to at them ages.
And I feel like that's why we accept when we get older, if you're still someone younger, yeah, and 3 years, it's not that deep, because we accept, like, they've already gone through the stage, yeah, especially your young 20s.
Yeah.
Like, they've already gone through that stage. That's why I said, if I was 30 and someone that was 28 approaching me, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, you're so young.
Yeah, because you're in the same group, yeah, in life now.
I feel like in my... I get what you're saying, but I'm saying that in our 20s, I don't see... I don't know. I just feel like it's too much... We think it's ourselves, but I think it's society. I feel like if we didn't have numbers, like if numbers wasn't a thing, I don't think people would read so much into it when it comes to dating this person. I feel like because everyone's so on, he has to be older, like that just sounds so impressive. As soon as you hear guys older, you're literally gassed.
I think it's because we also insinuate with, oh, they'll have more money, yeah, they're more established,
and they're more mature, they're ready for that's a serious relationship, but half of them are not. Like, you look at the outside, and then when you get to know them, that person that could be younger could be ready for everything that that person is not ready for. And sometimes you got to actually deep. It's kind of worrying when the guy's older, like, at ages where you should be married. You're not married, you're not this. There might be something wrong.
That is what I'm saying. There's no reason a 37 man, right, should go for a 23 woman.
What's the L?
Something is wrong.
What is the L this age you would do?
In the beginning, when I refer to you being desperate if you're a woman, if you are a 37 woman and you're going for a 23 man, you two are also problematic.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
If it's only 1-2 ages younger, that's okay to me. But there's just no reason. I don't care what anyone says. I'm not even listening. Like, go for your age group. It's go true. For your mates. Why don't your mates want you? That's what. And do you remember when we were like 16? I will be gassed. Yeah, this 25-year-old wants me, blah, blah. Why don't his mates want
him? Hold on. You were 16, you guys, 25-year-olds?
Yeah. Yeah, didn't you get moved to 25-year-olds? By 25-year-olds.
Hey, puberty took time with me, man.
That's good, though. You weren't traumatized because they're men.
So what age? What's your age limit of like how
young I would go?
No, how old?
Oh, how old? What? So I'm 23, like 28, 5 years.
No, I would deal with 30-year-olds.
I have a lot of friends who said they would deal with 30-year-olds. In fact, I have friends who deal with 35-year-olds.
Yeah, I would.
But from
even the 37-year-old, I wasn't bothered. It was only because of his life.
Nah, from experience, my alarm bells will ring in my brain because one, why don't your mates want you?
Mm.
Number two, I've been in situations where I start to feel inferior because, like, you're at a different stage in life to me, which it probably is an issue with me, but it's like, I don't want to be in a relationship where I'm feeling like I'm chasing up, like, I have to catch up with you, like, where you are at in life, like, I'm not there yet. This is my age group. Let me enjoy my life.
This is why I said, let's not talk about the whole pregnancy and baby life. Stuff. Because it's taking me too much.
Then they'll start, even my cousin is 24 now, 25. Mm. She was chatting to a guy who was like 31. This guy's all wanting babies. She was 24 at the time and she weren't there yet. He's all wanting babies and marriage and this and that. She had to break up with him because she wasn't there.
There's someone that is. My friend is just turned 22 and she's getting married.
Big up her.
But me, that is 23. But that's what I'm saying. But there will be somebody that's 23 that is actually ready for marriage. So it doesn't just determine your age. It determines on you as a person and where you are at life and what you want. Some girls desire to be married at the age of 20, 21, 22. Someone like me, I don't desire that right now. I want it, but not right now.
You don't want to get married now?
Not right now.
I thought you did.
I don't want to get engaged now.
Yeah, like now, like today.
No, like I'll vomit.
What?
Like that's scary.
What?
I thought it would be you. Yeah, everyone that would want, like.
I want to get married, but not now. Like,
no, as in like literally now.
Yeah.
No.
I thought you was ready to settle down.
No, I want to be in a long-term relationship.
We had a conversation though.
You I want like, to be in a long-term relationship and then get married. Like,
so
get
how
engaged.
Long would you wait until you got married in the relationship?
I don't even know now. Like, I'm more patient. Like, I probably want to get engaged at like 27, 28. I'd be bad this when I'm 29. To me.
I did not. I was literally under the impression.
Or maybe getting engaged. Do you know what? It all determines whether I'm in my life. I just feel like there's more to a marriage than people. Like, I was saying this to my friends, yeah. I don't want to be engaged and be worrying about our wedding, be worrying about our house, like, be worrying. Like, literally, like, it's not an enjoyment experience. Yeah. I'm stressed about it.
No, I get
when what I'm still trying to pattern my life.
But I just thought you wanted to get married.
No, I want to get married. Like, if God brings me my man, I want to marry him.
No, but I mean, like, today.
But, no. You would have to be engaged for time then.
No, I thought you was
because,
ready.
Because, guys... Yeah. I've deeped what marriage, like, I've deeped everything that comes.
No, I swear to you, last week, she told us that I want to get married now. I want to get married.
When I say I want to get married now, yeah, you guys take it too literal. Like, I want it. Like, I want it. Like, I see myself, like, looking like the Peggy's bride. I'm walking down that beautiful aisle. But I don't want it right now. Like, is it, like, I want it to come next year. I mean it in terms of, yeah, I receive it. It's coming. Like, I'm going to get married, but not right now because... There's so much more to it. Like, we've got to pay for the wedding. We've got to get the house.
Oh, God.
Like, all right, it's okay.
You're not there yet. It's fine.
And I'm still here, like, trying to pattern my own life and trying to enjoy life and trying to love me and find me and then get married.
Okay, it's okay. But I've got a question, yeah. What if a footballer moved to you, but they were younger?
How old younger?
2021.
No,
but they're footballer.
You see,
yeah,
as a woman, yeah.
No. Because I'm not gonna lie, being a professional footballer, you're kind of they're already got a bag.
But it's not about that.
Myself when I say this, but I'm saying as women, there's a hierarchy of things that we require.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's age, there's money, there's if he drives, there's where he's from, you know, whatever your preferences are. And so for some women, if money comes higher, on the list,
wait, why is your voice going so high?
I know.
I'm done.
If money is higher on that list, they're willing to, like, push. You have to make sacrifice, no?
Okay, so... let me ask you. If a 20-year-old footballer, he's, like, he's...
Professional.
Footballing in, goal like, player. He's up there, like, he's on TV, everything.
Saka's 19. He looks like a baby. I couldn't be with him.
Oh, no, he actually looks like a baby.
Yeah. Okay, but... I don't know. How old is, The other one.
What, Rashford?
No.
How about established rapper that's young?
But anyways, imagine he looks mature. He acts mature. Everything about him is mature.
You see
mature.
What I'm saying? These are all on the list of whether he can be a good
would
candidate.
Would you go with him?
He's mature.
Yeah. And he's 20.
And he looks mature. He don't look like a baby.
Yeah. He's patterned.
And he's patterned. You see what I'm saying? Every other box is ticked besides the age. So obviously I would.
Oh, close eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. What if he's not a footballer?
Yeah.
He's mature.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's doing good. Like, he's hustling. Like, he's getting to where he needs to be.
But he's mature.
Yeah. And he's 20.
What does he do?
Like...
Is he like well established?
Like, he's established.
Yeah, I'd probably still talk to him.
You or not?
No, I'm lying. Do you know what 20 is, guys?
I know.
Guys, you see it there. You see it right there. I've got nothing more to say.
Clearly, age
is not the number. Do you know what is it? Even a 20-year-old footballer, I don't even know if I'll talk to them. I feel like I would have them, like...
For fun.
Yeah, like, still, I would keep up to chat. Do you know what 20-year-old is?
They're not even 21.
Oh, no, I don't know what you're
they can't even go to certain restaurants and bars and shit.
I know.
Because they're not 21.
They can't even go to 21 plus events.
Yeah! Oh, no.
I have a brother that's 20.
But, see, this is what I was going to go off here. Because you know when Chantelle's like, she wouldn't mind a 37-year-old and stuff like that. I don't know if it's because I have a very young family. Like, my uncles and my cousins, they're like 28.
Mm.
So, like, when I talk to older guys and stuff, I'm like, rah, like, you're actually my cousin's age. I don't know what it is. It's just like, and then like the 37-year-old, my dad is 42. 42, 43.
Imagine.
So, do you see what I'm saying? It's kind of like.
But that's going to be like.
That's your dad's age, mate.
And then my uncle is in his 30s, like a 35-year-old tried to move to me the other day. And like when he told me his age, I automatically was like, fucking hell, it's my uncle's age.
Mm.
And he's like 30 something. I don't know if it's because I have a young family, but it kind of sometimes.
My family varies. Some are young, some are old. I don't care.
I don't know. It's just a bit weird.
It's just about you as a person.
So, what's the oldest or youngest you'll go for?
Probably 37.
That's the youngest, double your age.
Youngest, the youngest I'll go for is 1 year younger.
22. What about you, Nikisha?
I think 28.
Yeah, that's what I said.
What's the youngest?
22.
Yeah, 22 to 28.
If I was 25, I'd probably say 23. Mm. If that makes sense. So obviously, the older I get, the like.
Yeah. Also, when I say 37, like you can't be. Because even the guy that was moving to me, like, I could tell that he's already very old. Like, he's acting very old. Like, he's like, oh, I'm just going to drink a pint and stay out.
Not the pint.
And that was very off-putting as well. Like, I can't be with someone that's that acts very old. Like, you have to be someone that your age is just a number, but you're living your life. Like,
it'll be very hard to find that,
though. Porsche and all of them, like, you don't even understand why they're the age that they
why are you trying to relate to people in America? That place is different.
Different.
There are some people over here, but they're just successful. That.
I mean, imagine you're 23 and he's all bringing you around his friends.
And you can't even relate to certain things. Like, you can't even bust out and stuff.
But I would bring my friends. I won't just be with his friends.
But what if you guys are living together and it's like a mandem
thing? No, but even if my man's my age or younger, I'm still not gonna. I'll still want my friends there.
Yeah, but it's relatable.
He's older,
yeah.
Like 7.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you, like, as his plus one to, like, move with his friends.
They'll look, as, they'll look at it as if you're. Like, that's your
thing. If my man's patterned, yeah, you think I'm gonna stress, I'll firm it.
But they'll see that, right, this is your sugar daddy.
I don't care what they say.
Oh, right, okay, sorry.
And I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about they're having conversation and you're like,
but I don't have
this
to,
is past
I'll
my,
probably FaceTime or not and talk to her whilst...
No, you can't.
That's
you have
rude.
To be sociable.
Yeah, like he's introducing you to his friends.
I will, but you know after you say hi, yeah, how
no,
you
No, I shall tell
And now this I'm is where the age comes into play.
Yeah, even if my man's my age... Like, there's only to a certain degree of how I talk to their friends.
And then,
after a while, I let them do their thing. So, I would socialise, because I'm not an anti-person, but after a while, I let them do their
man. Imagine they're all asking you stupid questions, like, oh, what are the kids doing these days on TikTok?
Yeah, no.
I feel like you guys are thinking about old, like, people that act old. This is what I'm saying. I'm talking about the people that, they are on TikTok, they are doing up TikTok, like, they know about all these stuff.
You're thinking of Americans.
Yeah.
There are some here. There
where
are
they?
Where?
More like Essex sides.
Okay, you got Essex.
Yeah. I want to.
I think obviously you said 37, but I don't know. I feel like what Honor said, it's like I will continuously be chasing.
Yeah.
Because I'm not on their level.
And I hate that feeling.
This is the thing, I feel like I'm not doing enough in my life.
Yeah.
But even though I'm probably excelling it for my age group, because I'm talking to someone that's older, it just feels
literally,
as if...
that was me, like... last year.
You feel like he wasn't doing enough?
And he wasn't even old. Me.
Oh. Yeah.
He was like 25. He wasn't even old like that. But I guess it was his personality trait as well. Like he was very kind of narcissistic. No, I'm not even gonna lie. I don't feel like that.
If I was to talk to someone that's older and like patterned and doing a lot, I'm more gassed. I would feel like that if I'm not doing nothing. But because I'm doing loads of things, I don't feel like that. Like, I feel like it's a good thing that I want to bring you to my parents because you are doing certain things that is so hard for one man to do.
Yeah, but I feel like at the same time, if you're still trying to find yourself and you're with someone that's already established themselves, it will definitely be harder.
But you shouldn't be with anyone if you're in a position where you're trying to find yourself. And
find yourself in terms of still your career and stuff like that. That should obviously, one, limit a relationship regardless.
But
if you're talking to someone that's older and they're ready, like, established themselves and they're ready to settle down and stuff like that.
But that's
and
what
you're
I'm
still
saying.
Trying,
when I talk to someone that's older, I already have that expectation.
But that's what I'm saying. For us, obviously not for you, it can just be too much because we're still trying to...
But you guys want older men. That's why I don't get it.
We don't want 37.
No,
like...
not 37. And wait, hold on. I don't want a 37... Like, please. I don't want... So 37-year-olds don't come and... Like, I'm not saying that I want, like... I literally want 37-year-olds. You just asked me how old would I go.
Yeah,
that's
fair enough.
Oldest. But I would really like 30 to 31. That's it. Cool. Anyways, so yeah, I'm saying that you guys naturally like older men. So I'm saying, naturally in the back of your minds, you should already have that mindset that there's a high chance, because that's how it's supposed to be. If you deep it when we was younger, we all said where we want to be when we're 25. And a lot of places that we want to be is high. So I'm saying, if you meet someone that's high, that has that, when we naturally had that for ourselves, it shouldn't be a thing where you're thinking negatively, because as a man anyways, he's meant to provide.
But it's also, I think it's the personality traits that
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The guy that he was talking to, he's the man that you're meant to be with is not meant to make you feel like, he's meant to make you feel like you're doing just as good. Like, it's not meant to determine if you're literally up there whether or not you're doing good in life. It's the fact that you have a plan, you're doing what you need to do. All the girls in my life that are my girls are patterned.
Jeez.
Only have two that I'm concerned about that I've had. The rest are patterned, like they're doing things. Otherwise you wouldn't be in my circle and I wouldn't chill with you. I would not do it, because I can't be around people that are not trying to pattern their lives. So whatever guy you get with, if they're patterned or not, I'd never look at you and feel like, oh, like he's doing better than you. That doesn't make no sense to me. I would be gassed for you, like you're gonna be living richer upon richer.
But sometimes he's rich,
you're gonna be rich, you're all gonna be rich.
Sometimes it can depend, because what if, I think we had this conversation the other day, if you're more well off than your partner and it comes to arguments for certain situations, would you look down on them? So what if in a situation where you're talking to an older guy, mm-hmm. and because he's already kind of established, you're still finding yourself,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of looks down to you like, oh, what are you doing for yourself and stuff like that?
But how, this is what I'm saying, like, with that whole thing, if you're working, you're doing stuff, I don't feel like you should be looked down on. I feel like if you're literally there saying, I don't know what I'm doing, you're not even, like, for me, mm-hmm. I see it as when you're trying to find yourself, that's fine. But you still need to work. I don't like them situations where you're literally at home waiting for that day to come where life is going to kick in your head and you know exactly what you need to do and where you need to go. People like that, I don't think you should even get into a relationship, because a relationship still requires money, whether you're a girl or a man. You still want to be able to spoil your man. Well, that's how I am anyways. Mm. I want to spoil my man just as much as he spoils me. I want to be able to... Yeah. Not...
Like, guys, you should see Ona's face.
Ona's just on some... I think you know what? It's because you're Nigerian.
What do you mean?
Like, Nigerian women, like, Ghanaian Nigerian, I noticed you guys are very, like... Yeah.
Huh? Wait, no. Hold on. I think your time has misread what I'm saying. I'm saying, really, you do, because you are one of the friends I have.
What?
You are one of the friends I have that are so anti-spoiling men that I'm so
proud
to spoil your man.
No, do you know why she says this?
Mm.
I said, for instance, let's say we go on a date. It's our first date. I believe a man should pay.
That's fine. I do as well. Okay.
No, but I say stuff like that. What else do I say?
You see Chantel, and my other... two of my other friends.
What?
Here.
Give me a scenario.
Fam, if I buy something for a man, that's over £20.
She buys something for a man that's not her man. That's why I say that. If it's your man, you're officially together. I'm not going to get onto you. You buy for a guy that you're not official. Why are you buying that? You're buying a PS5 for a man that you're not official.
And sorry, no one bought a PS5 for anyone.
Wait, you was going to.
No.
You was going to.
I was still going to, guys.
Honor. Listen, she doesn't want me to say, but you're bringing out the worms. I'm going to fix it. I'm just going to
start. I'm just naturally a very giving person. Like, I like to give.
Yeah, so am I, yeah. I'm giving, but I'm not going to be taken for an idiot. Because when you act up now and you're there sitting on the PS5 and we're finished, if we're in a relationship, that's different. I was with you. So I was
so
right
in
to
the
get
relationship
that.
You would spoil.
Yes, I was
right. I'm learning things about Chantel today.
But I take the PS5 back because I don't like it because I don't get attention. So I'll buy it, but later on.
Mm. The PS5?
Yeah.
So do you think, Nikisha, would you buy the guy you're chatting to sign when he's not, well, you're not officially?
I have. Yeah, because I'm very given.
There's buying something, I'm buying. Like, what Ona was going to buy?
Oh, no, I'm not spending like hundreds of pounds.
Like, if I bought us food,
yeah,
that's
like,
fine.
Like, if I'm...
I'm talking about buying, you are buying.
You know, now these days I have to hold back, you know?
Why?
Because I think of, like, Chantel and my other friends in my ear, like, what are they going to say?
I don't
like...
know how she does it.
No, but I get Ona because, like, I... Like, no, even with my friends, I'm very giving, if it makes sense. I feel like just as how I like to see people happy.
Yeah, my friends.
Even family stuff, I like to see people happy.
Yeah.
So if I know that if I do something cool, act on something, and you it's going to make that person happy.
You're happy. And when you're ready to make me your girl, I'll make you happy. But until then, there are requirements, and I'm not breaking my bank account.
Oh, no, I'm not breaking bank account for men. Like, I'm not going to spend £500.
The things that Ona likes to buy are stuff that's like, you're really doing it. You're really doing it for him.
Mm. But what if he's getting you stuff?
That's what he's supposed to do.
So then, what if you're not in a relationship?
That's my case, guys.
Say so.
This is literally
wait. But if that's something that a guy does, that like he's liking you more, that should show you that okay, cool. So we're getting to a relationship. Why am I buying you?
As he's buying you stuff, do you buy anything?
That's a choice. I'm not asking you that. I'm not the type.
Nikisha's face looks so wonderful.
If I'm talking to a guy, no.
I'm not gonna lie. We actually did the topic is age.
It's alright, listen, this is a serious topic.
If I'm talking to a guy, yeah, okay. I am not going to pressure him or imply he should buy me anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You do that off your own chest. Mm-hmm. So if he bought me something, I love it. I like you more. That's nice because you don't have to.
Would you buy him something?
But I'm not going to now think because you bought me this expensive thing, I'm going to buy you an expensive thing. No. Ooh. I'll buy you something, but it's not going to be to that extent. Do you get it?
Okay. My thing is, yeah, I don't like people getting me stuff in general because when it comes to arguments and stuff like that, people have to throw in people's faces.
And that's true.
That's why I don't like doing
that.
That's true. And if someone wants to buy me something, I am that type of person. Alright, cool, let me get you something, because if it comes to some situation, at least you're not gonna be like, oh, she finessed me, she did this.
But that's what
that.
I'm saying. You can't say that when you, brother, chose to buy that for me. And if I buy you something, it's just not gonna be on that level.
Yeah, I'm not coming to break bank for man. There's no way. I'm not doing it, sorry. The hard money that I've been earning since the age of 16,
that's a lie.
I'm not doing it. Anyway,
we're gonna talk about something after this. So I'm not even gonna say it.
Oh my god. Anyway, all right, cool. So let's just end it off it with.
So is age just a number?
Yes, to me it is.
I think general consensus is that it's not.
It's
because if age was just a number, you would date like 16, 17 year old.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Men will do it all the time because they get respected. But because us women have that, we won't do it. Because if I promise you, if you know, like apparently, like Bogart, he's actually a different age to what he is because of apparently, if you come from certain countries, you on your passport, it's
gonna change your age.
Yeah. So right now we don't know what age he is. Yeah. If we all could change our age on our birth certificates,
yeah,
and we live the world like that, imagine who we'd be with. But because we are so stemmed on the number.
That would be a good thing though. Like, if
that's what I'm saying. Removed. We wouldn't care. But it's because we live in a world where the number matters.
I'm just thinking about the young.
You would go off of maturity or like actual traits.
That's what I'm saying. Oh!
Okay, I think society has consumed me because I still don't understand this. So basically,
it actually has.
I'm still thinking about minorities.
Like, it is.
Age was like censored. It was literally for school.
Yeah,
you know? And you didn't know once you come outside of school.
I promise you, we would probably be dating the young teens.
No, I doubt it. Still,
no. But if we look, like a lot of YouTubers that I watch, they look my age, but they're younger. And if they moved to me and I didn't know their age, hiya. Anyways,
all right, guys. Up,
guys.
Yeah, so I feel like age isn't just a number. I feel like there's some to it. Chantel?
I feel like age is just a number, but because of the society that we live in, it's a problem.
No.
I feel like age is not just a number, but everyone should just do what they want in it.
Just to,
be
just
merry.
Do what you want.
Be hateful.
But all right, guys, that's the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye!